Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
With an overall history of 14,000 participants and 35 years of ideas, this year's Caring for the Kenai winners were chosen among the 12 finalists at the CFK oral presentations. Across the peninsula, more than 300 students participated in answering the CFK prompt, "What can I do, invent, or create to better care for the environment on the Kenai Peninsula or better prepare for a natural disaster?" The first place winner from Seward, Hannah Leatherman, took home the top spot with her idea Paving the Way, which would eliminate the need to use salt brine on the roads by using a thermal asphalt mix instead that would prevent ice formation. Leatherman says it works by nanoplatelets.
So the nanoplatelets, what they do is they have their own heating additives. So they'll release heat into the asphalt, which will not only melt black ice from the core, but instead it will, you know, like I said, eliminate having to use the salt brine.
She was the first student from Seward to win Caring for the Kenai and was awarded $2,000. The second place winner was awarded $1,300, and third place was awarded $1,100. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A solo hiker was rescued early Sunday morning after getting into distress near the Indian Creek trailhead. Around 11:22 p.m. on Saturday, Alaska State Troopers received an SOS signal from a Garmin device sent by a 52-year-old man hiking alone in the area. The hiker, who had undergone knee replacement surgery last fall, was reported overdue by a companion waiting at the trailhead. Though the SOS was briefly canceled, the man later said he couldn't feel his feet, prompting troopers to deploy the Alaska Mountain Rescue Group. According to the trooper dispatch on the incident, just before 3 a.m., rescuers found the man about a mile from the parking lot near Powerline Pass. They provided food and safely walked him out. No major injuries were reported. The Kenai River Brown Bears have a new head coach as Darren Banks takes the reins ahead of the team's 19th season. Banks comes from the New Mexico Ice Wolves, where he led the team to a 37-6-2-2 record last season. He replaces Taylor Shaw, who stepped down after 4 years to spend more time with family. Shaw helped the team hit record wins and attendance, and he'll stay on through July to support the transition. Banks is no stranger to Alaska. He once played in Soldotna, and he says he's excited to lead a program with strong community roots and build on Shaw's success. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
As spring ushers in a busy road construction and maintenance season, the emergency of orange cones and work signs reminds folks to exercise extra caution and attentiveness when traveling through work zones. The Alaska Department of Transportation and Public Facilities is continuing its participation in National Work Zone Awareness Week from April 21st through April 25th. Work Zone Awareness Week is an annual nationwide initiative aimed at raising awareness about the importance of work zone safety and the risks faced by everyone in those zones. This year's theme is Respect the Zone so we can all get home. Alaskan leaders are remembering Pope Francis, who died early this morning at the age of 88. Governor Mike Dunleavy wrote on social media that he and his wife are joining those around the world in mourning the Pope's death. Representative Lisa Murkowski wrote on X she's praying for Pope Francis and those who will select his successor. She said the Pope was a beacon of humility and love who extended his compassion and mercy to all. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.